super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave, a one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Okay, our first guest tonight is Sean the Mick McCafferty, promoter, founder, and booker of WSU Women's Superstars Uncensored. He is the man, along with Ray Sager, who has taken this promotion from what used to be a very small indie fed into one of the most respected women's federations today. So let's welcome the Mick to the show.
Oh, fine. Good to be here. How are you doing, Pete?
Ah, great. You know, I'm drunk as you are, but we'll keep the flow going, you know? For the people who don't know, why don't you tell what your inspiration was for getting involved in this whole WSU women's wrestling thing?
I had no inspiration really to get involved in the beginning. What happened was, I used to be booking other places at the time. One of the places I used to book was NWS. They wanted to do a girls tournament, so they asked me to book the tournament for them. I booked the tournament as part of my fee, because, you know, NWS has those killer paydays. As part of my fee, I got the DVD rights to the show. So as part of the DVD rights, I saw the DVD sold really well. I was never a big fan of women's wrestling growing up, but when I saw the show, how it came out, especially with Mercedes and Alexa Thatcher in that finals, I was really like, wow, this something like this could really work. When I saw the DVD sales, I was like, wow, maybe we got to do this again. At the time, I was working for Jack Sabbath. He wanted to run another guy's show, which was going to bomb. I said, Jack, instead of blowing away money on guys' shows, let's run women's shows. We saw this DVD sold really well. Let's do girls' shows. He said, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I said, just give me a small budget. Let me run it. Just keep me happy and shut me up. So basically, let me run the girls, the first girls' show we did. And from there, it took off. And then I actually became a fan of women's wrestling after I started watching it, because I saw like what the girls really could do. Because I was used to watching girl indie matches on like other people's shows, and it's always like a 5-6 minute match. It was never big or important, but when I saw like the work these girls were putting in, that's when I became a fan. I was like, all right, and then I was inspired to keep it going.
Yeah, I know. That's actually, you got me into it, because when you asked me to come in and play the security guy, and I'm like, okay, this is really going to suck. I only watched the women's wrestling from the WWF and, you know, the other crap that was going on. And then I'm like, holy shit, this is really good. You made me a believer, so I'll hang out. You know, it was really, you know, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it took off, you know, and then going like a little bit backwards, and there was that show with, obviously, like I said, it started off with Jack running the shows, promoter-wise, but I was booking and running at the time. When Jack powdered out and left, you know, I wanted to keep it going, and I just, the work of all the girls, and they knew what I was going through financially at that time with Jack, and all the effort that, especially Alicia, I can never say enough good things about her, what she did for that July 14th show, when Jack powdered out 2 days before the show, I just, you know, and that took the company off from there.
Yeah, she's something else. She was basically the face of the company till she went back to school, and then you know, Angel came in strong, and then Mercedes took it, and it's, you know, it's just, it's amazing where it's gone, you know, how big it's gotten, how many people have come through, you know, different people and stuff, and, you know, how much crazy shit that happened. I mean, you know, brawling out in the streets of Booton, all these places, you know, some wild stuff.
Well, when I try to put the shows together, I want to see things that I'd want to watch. I don't want to see 8 straight matches. I don't want to see garbage. And the, like, what I try to do, which I think no one else is really doing with the women's wrestling, is try to book it like they're men. So you see, like you were saying, the brawls in the streets, Amy Lee running her mouth. You see the kick-ass brawls. You see really good matches on top. Whenever Mercedes wrestling, you know you're going to see a 25-minute affair. You know, that's, and like, this is stuff I want to watch. So I think I have a pretty good touch on what people want to see. And like, that's, I think, why we're so successful right now. And I actually, you know, I know I've been drinking a lot tonight, so I'll give you this exclusive. We're going to announce it tomorrow. We just signed our first pay-per-view deal starting November 6th.
Wow, that's cool. As weird as it may sound, I always figured that something would have to happen with this, because, you know, it was so different, and just, you know, everybody just put their heart and soul in the thing, and it was never any, you know, any locker room problem, so to speak, except, you know, the Killer Divas or whatever the fuck that whole deal was, and, you know, a couple other things, but
I mean, like, there's never been a problem in the locker room as far as working with people. It's just, Luna told him, don't kick me in the neck, don't kick me in the neck, and the girl kicked her in the neck, and obviously the girl is 19, 20 years old. She wasn't trying to shoot on Luna. She just fucked up. And Luna, you know, Luna was Luna, and she's old from the old school where she thinks something like that, someone's taking her spot, and that's, but not for nothing. If that doesn't happen, maybe we don't get the big buzz we got from that show, you know, when that happened.
Oh, yeah, that definitely got a lot of people's attention. And then the real historic stuff that was going on, like there was never a women's bull rope match before. I don't think there was ever a women's cage match before. And, you know, there certainly wasn't an Iron Woman's match before.
No, there was a cage match. It was Molly Holly versus Victoria, and it was 2 minutes long, and I said that was terrible. So, and a lot of, like, why WSU works is because the girls are really into it. Especially with the main eventers like Alicia Mercedes, and like that whole Mercedes Angel feud you're talking about, the cage, the bull rope, the Iron Woman, they basically booked that all themselves. I just said, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's why that feud came out so well, because they're both really into it and they both really wanted to get to the next level, and no one else would give them an opportunity to do those types of matches. And that's why I think it came out so great, especially when the talent's involved and really wants to be there. And it really shows when you watch those girls wrestle.
Oh, yeah, they're two of the best in the world. I mean, you know, I've been lucky enough to hang out and meet the both of them. I had them both on the shows, you know. They're just, you know, they're just so great to be with. It's, you know, and then, but, you know, to digress from that a little bit, you and I both showed up at an indie show Saturday. I know you were supposed to be there, and I know somebody wasn't supposed to be there who just showed up and got a little bit crazy, and I guess they made a statement. It looks like we know we're talking about it. We're talking about Angel, that she seems to have created her own title.
Yeah, she's kind of pissed off right now, but she knows when she signed that contract, when we did that Iron Woman match, that was it. We already, at that point in time, that was the sixth Mercedes Angel match, and how many more can we do? I mean, obviously matches are great, but you know, other people have to grow to challenge for the title. You need to develop new challengers. You need to develop and new talent and everything like that, and that was the match. And she knew going into that match, when she lost it, that was it, until Mercedes lost the belt. But the thing is, Mercedes never lost the belt. She's like Bruno over here. So, you know, Angel's just gonna have to wait. I guess she's taking things into her own hands from using a page out of Taz's book, who helped train her.
Yeah, true, because even you know, I know that if she had won the Ultimate Rumble, it would have overrode that stipulation, and she could have got another shot. Then she got basically fucked over by Jazz, and then she snapped, and you know, I had walked in, you guys cut a promo with me, and I don't think anybody was ready for what happened up in Booton last Saturday night.
Especially not Roxy Cotton.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, God.
I mean, Angel is... Angel's very pissed off right now. She wants a shot. I think she's obviously one of the older women on the roster right now. She realizes that title shots are very scarce right now, especially for her. And I guess she's basically, what she's trying to do is create her own world title here and trying to make her title big, as big if not bigger than the title Mercedes currently holds right now.
Yeah, and she basically, you know, after the whole Roxy thing, which basically was pretty much of a shoot, she grabbed the mic and she just said she would, you know, she was pissed off, number one, that she was overlooked for this Tournament of the Roses thing with the indie girls, and then she was more pissed off at something else, and she basically called out anybody on the roster who would face her that night in a gauntlet match, and the Bell Saints came out, you know, one at a time, and she basically just beat them down, and that was it. And
you know, I really talked to Angel that much. Obviously she's very pissed off at me right now because she's not getting a title shot. She keeps asking, but like we said, she signed a stipulation, and a lot of wrestling promotions make stipulations and then they just overrun the next time. I mean, how many times has Chris Jericho retired from Raw, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we try to keep our stipulations here, and I try to explain that to her, and she's very upset about that, so she's trying to make her own name, make her own waves, and for the time being, I guess we'll see where she's going to take this World Cuts No Glory Championship, but, you know, eventually, Mercedes is going to want that belt, too.
Yeah, and actually, in reality, Mercedes holds three belts right now.
That's right. She holds the WXW and the Indie Girls belt as well.
Yeah. You know, like you say, she's like Bruno Sammartino. It's like, who could have beat Bruno? And, you know, she's basically, you know, she's gone through Kong, she's gone through Reign, she's gone through Alicia. The whole, you know, Brittany Savage, she just completely wiped her clock out. It's like, I...
like you're saying, Mercedes is the best in the world today, and not even as a promoter, not as a booker, not someone who knows her. She is the best in the world today. There's nobody better than her right now in women's wrestling. And that's why she's held the belt for so long, and that's why Angel's so pissed off. No, when Mercedes won that belt back on March 7, 2009, no one thought she would keep it as long as she held it. And that's, you know, there's other women titles out there, but let's be honest, no one defends their championships as much as Mercedes does. And who would think that Mercedes would have 30, I think she's up to 30, 31 title defenses already. And the level of talent she's wrestling is just incredible what she's done. And it's one of the reasons why WSU is successful right now. And obviously Angel wants to be in the top spot again.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they, you know, and they even were, you know, tag team partners for a while. And then, you know, shit happens. And, you know.
Angel does respect the WSU world title. There's been matches where she's helped, you know, prevent interference, especially in the, with rain and everything that went on there. And she respects that championship. That's why she wants it so badly. So I'm thinking what she's thinking right now is that if she has her own belt, Mercedes is eventually going to want to go after her. And that's maybe what Angel's trying to do right now. And that's why her belt's not sanctioned right now, because that's not a WSU thing. That's a her thing.
Yeah, I know. And she basically had said that you don't know where she's going to show up or what she's going to do. But her intent seems to be basically going through everybody to prove that, you know, she's as good, as, if not better, than Mercedes. And then basically having, I don't know, I guess, last woman standing again or something. I don't know what she's going for, but it's definitely, like, you're right, she's definitely pissed off.
Well, Angel's got bigger things to worry about, because November 6th, she takes on Alicia. And again, the way I look at WSU, I don't know if you look at it this way, there's three girls who are really the pillars, and the, it's just such a word that's thrown around all the time, but truly they're the icons of this company, and that's Alicia, Angel, and Mercedes. And we're going to see another icon versus icon match when Alicia and Angel do battle on November 6th, and what if Alicia beats Angel right there? Where does Angel go from there?
Yeah, really, that's a distinct possibility, too. You know, you never know what can happen, because you know, on any given night, like, you know, Gordon Solo used to say, anybody can beat anybody. You know, it happens. And
if you remember, Alicia's the one who beat Angel, or seeing to win the J-Cup back in April.
Oh, yeah, and I think she's still smoldering about that, too. As a matter of fact, it's only fair to warn you that I got an email this morning from Angel demanding some airtime because of what happened Saturday, because she knew I was there, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, the show when Mercedes walked in, so she's sort of like demanded a little airtime, and, you know, going to have to give it to her, you know. She's a friend and all that, so.
The thing with her is personal. She's got to realize it's business. She signed a contract, it's business. Well, I think a retirement shot would be good for WSU right now, but obviously there's other challenges in the waiting, and she signed the contract, and when you do something, you got to live with your consequences.
True. Like you said, nobody ever thought that Mercedes would, you know, had held the thing as long as she has, and, you know, she just beat, you know, one of the biggest stars in the WWE, Mickie James. So
she's been everybody. It's Kong. She's been every champion there's been. She's done everything. Who's the knockout champion right now? Angelina Love. Mercedes beat her too. She's beaten everybody that there is to beat. You know, and you know, I guess we're seeing. I mean, Jazz is going to be big. If anyone's going to beat Mercedes, I think it's Jazz. You know, she's another one. You know, she's been around for a long time. She wants a belt. Jazz realized what the WSU title means, and that's why she wants it so bad. Which is why I think she turned on Angel at that show.
Yeah, and it's also why she came out of retirement, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you see the coverage WSU's getting, it's like everyone, if you want to be something in women's wrestling on this level, you want to be here. You get the Pro Wrestling Illustrated coverage, which is another thing Angel's upset about with Mercedes. You get internet coverage, you're getting coverage all over, and now we got our first pay-per-view coming up November 6th. This is a place to be, and this is why that's why Angel is doing things like this, because she knows how big this is, and that's why she wants that championship, but... And that's another reason why Jazz is going for it. You know, I think Jazz versus Mercedes is going to be one hell of a fucking fight.
Oh, yeah. And where's the pay-per-view? You know, do you know where the pay-per-view is going to be carried? Just, you know, because, you know, we're gonna air this thing Saturday, and it's going to be, you know, way in advance of the pay-per-view.
So the pay-per-view will be airing on the Go Fight Live Network on November 6th. November 6th, first DVD taping is going to be a live pay-per-view event. And people who can't be there at the show physically... watch a show on their computer, and I believe it's going to be $10 to watch it on a computer if you pre-order.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Well, it was very exciting. We're trying to make the company grow a little bit, and you don't think Jazz is going to want to win the title on our first pay-per-view here in WSU? This is going to be this is one of the biggest. This every promoter says this, every promoter and every booker says, this is the biggest show, this is the biggest show, this is the biggest show. But for real, this is going to be our biggest show. There's a lot riding on the show financially, business-wise, and again, there's going to be more eyes watching this show than any other show that we've ever put on. And with Jazz and Mercedes, I can't wait to see what's going to go happen in that match. I mean, obviously, Mercedes has to be the favorite. She has defended the championship 31 some odd times or something like that, but she's never wrestled Jazz before here, and Jazz would like nothing else to represent this company, and we're going to see one hell of a fucking fight. And you got to remember, too, Rey is waiting in the rings.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. And I don't know if you know how sneaky and nasty Jazz can get. I mean, you used to go to cyberspace with Firehawks Group, right?
Nobody was really nasty there because everyone was getting paid 10 times as much as they usually get anywhere else.
No, but she tried to run over Slick in the parking lot. Remember that whole deal?
No.
I'm telling you. They were running an angle with her and Rodney against Slick in April back then. And she actually tried to run Slick over in the parking lot. That was part of one of Power Firehawk's angles.
Did he make her sign a belt afterwards?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I remember that.
I never be serious, I'm sorry. But hey, those fucking shows. If Jazz is going to do something like that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Angel is the one who brought Jazz into this company. When I found out Jazz was available, I asked Angel, I was like, Angel, you're a representative of this company, and you see if Jazz wants to do WSU. Angel called Jazz. I got a call 10 minutes later from Jazz asking to be a part of this company, and Jazz has made a lot of sacrifices for this company as well. So, I mean, Jazz definitely wants to be here. You're going to see one of them fight, and Jazz wants to be champion. One of the things she told me when she first came in, Sean, I want a WSU title shot, and now she finally earned it, and that's why she turned an Angel. She knows how important that championship is to be in that main event spot. And again, the championship is also money, too. Look how many matches Mercedes has had over the last year and a half because she's champion. Champion brings money, it brings prestige, it brings exposure. That's why everyone wants that belt so badly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how many people are knocking on the door to come in, too, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, going just Jazz Mercedes, that's what it's about. And again, Angel's worrying about Mercedes too much. Like, I talk to Mercedes. Mercedes doesn't talk to me about Angel at all. She's talking about Jazz. Mercedes has got tunnel vision on Jazz on November 6th. Angel's worried a little bit about Mercedes. I mean, Alicia's beaten Angel in the past, and Alicia's no slouch. Alicia's another one, a former two-time WSU world champion, and Alicia could very well just beat Angel, and what happens then for Angel in her All Guts No Glory championship?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have Alicia on. I'm going to try to get her on before the show. We tried to get her on in the past, but everybody's schedules were messed up, but, you know, definitely want to have her on, because she's one of the only ones that, the icons that I haven't had on. So, got to do that.
Again, Angel's so worried about Mercedes, she should be worried about Alicia. That's the match that's announced. That's the match that's going to take place for Angel's All Guts No Glory Championship. And we saw some bad stuff happen between them on August 6th as well. So Angel's so worried about Mercedes, she should be worrying about Alicia, because Alicia's going out there to kick her fucking head off with that Yakuza kick. She's going out there to beat her with her Michinoku driver. So Angel just got to stop worrying about Alicia, because, what is Angel going to do if Alicia beats her? And what happens then?
Yeah, then you're knocked another rung down the ladder.
And you wind up wrestling. Yeah. Alicia will be the all-gold championship, and Alicia's no fan of Angel right now. I don't think Alicia's not here to make Angel look good. She's here to go further in her career, and Alicia wants to be back on that world title level again, and beating Angel or Cena will give her a title shot again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, Rick Cataldo called out Mercedes when I had him on.
I don't think we'll be seeing that match anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
WSU is also a business, so business-wise, I don't see a Mercedes main eventing with Rick Cataldo at any WSU show. Yeah.
Be pretty funny, though, because it'll only last about 2 seconds.
Yeah, so like I said, business-wise, it wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah.
We want to promote the most intriguing matches possible, and I don't know if Rick Cataldo versus Mercedes Martinez would be that match. And if you remember, Mercedes already had one over Rick Cataldo. She beat him at during that Brittany Savage gauntlet at NYWC on June 19th.
Oh, yeah, right. So what's on the undercard for the pay-per-view? We know what the main event's Mercedes-Jazz. Who's underneath that?
Well, we know that Angel Alicia is going to be the double main event. As based on the August 6th events where Tina San Antonio beat Cindy Rogers, We have a WSU tag team title match between the Cosmo Club of John Aaron Rodgers versus the Bell Saints. The Bell Saints is the first time at tag team gold, and I think Cindy and John are overlooking them right now, but we'll see what happens there. Sassy Stephanie, also into someone else who just came to WSU recently, she will get a WSU Spirit Championship title match against Brittany Savage. Brittany Savage is also promising a new member of the Cosmo Club who she'll unveil that night. Also on the card is ODB making her WSU debut against Portia Perez. That's the first time ever match, which should be really good. Also, the debut of Serena. She's never been here before, coming off WTV. She's another one, call me up. You know, I heard about WSU. I heard about Mercedes Martinez and the WSU world title. I want to be thrown into that mix. So Serena's coming in here with a goal. We're also going to have Tracy Brooks is going to be there. What else is on the show? I'm just drawing a blank right now. I know I announced a lot of it.
Jessica Havoc against Amy Lee. That should be interesting.
Right. In the sense of rules. Rain is also going to be there. Rain's asking for a tune-up match before she goes against Mercedes Martinez on the second taping of that event. So we'll see Rain in action. Also returning is Melissa Coates and Jennifer Cruz. I mean, there's so many matches. I'm just trying to run them down.
Well, for those of you who don't get all the matches, just go to WSU.com or the DeclarationOfIndependence.net, and you get all the information there, too.
Yeah, I mean, the card is so loaded, just saying by the names, you got Mercedes, Jazz, Angel, Alicia, Serena, Tracy, ODB, Portia Perez. You got all the regulars who's going to be there. I'll also make her debut that night. It's going to be Jamelia Kraft. She's from the Ring of Honor School. Another one is asking to be thrown into title matches, and we'll see what happens with her as well. You know, you're going to have the Cosmo Club there. I mean, you got Divina Fly returning. There's so much stuff going on. I can't remember it all, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm telling you, these will be our two best shows ever today. I never lie about that stuff, and I could tell you when the show is, I don't know what this is going to be like, but I can tell you these two shows are going to fucking deliver.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And for anybody who hasn't seen the product, pick up a DVD. There's a lot of them on sale, too, and, you know, try to see the pay-per-view. I mean, what the hell? I had no idea this was going to happen. I'm thrilled to death about it. And any closing words, Mick?
Closing words is anytime you do something, anytime we announce something, we're going balls to the wall. We know how important this pay-per-view is. We want to get as many eyeballs on this product as possible. That's why we're making the price point so cheap on the pay-per-view. We want to show that what women's wrestling is all about. It's not that fucking garbage Wrestlelicious bullshit. It's not the crap you see on WTV, Diva calling people divas. It's not TNA calling people knockouts. No, this is women's wrestling. You're going to see the best fucking women's wrestling ever. You're going to just look on YouTube, look on Click Wrestle, look on the DVDs. Just see the quality of work like our champion Mercedes Martinez is putting out. I mean, there's so many interesting things going on right now, and all circles around that world title, and we're going to see, I guarantee this pay-per-view is going to blow people away because we want to deliver, and these girls are going to want to deliver that night, and you're going to see just an explosive show.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to have as many of the roster on as possible right up until the weekend of the show, just to get people cranked up for this whole thing, because this is going to be a big deal, and it, you know, should be taken as such.
Yeah, you know, it's independent wrestling. Obviously, there's a million groups trying to make their name. You know, we're trying to carve our own little niche, but I think the WSU letters mean the most of women's wrestling right now, and we're going to try to prove that to everybody, what we're talking about. We're not just all talk. You know, I'm all talk because I'm a promoter. I don't wrestle. But the girls in that ring will show you what they can do with their bodies and what they can do physically. You're going to see it just an excellent show, and I'll be honest, I'm a fan right now. I want to see what goes on that day.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's why I'm glad you make me work the security position I do, so I get to see everything. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you've seen it at the shows. I want to drink my beer and watch the shows because I'm just excited to see what they're going to do next. And I'm telling you, there's two matches I'm looking forward to right now. It's Mercedes and Jazz and Alicia and Angel. And then again, I'm like, we have Serena on this show right off TV. And that's like a minor thing compared to everything else that's going on right now. I mean, ODB, yeah. Perez is there. You know, you got Jessica Havoc. You got Rain there. It's going to be so many big stars that night. And you're going to see, this is the future of women's wrestling. So you're going to see, I don't want to keep going with promoter talk, keep doing the hyperbole, however you say that word. You're just going to see just an excellent night, and there's nothing more I can say. Either you believe us or you don't. Just check it out. It costs $10, and if you don't like it, hey, just tell me to go fuck myself. But I guarantee if you watch the interview, you'll say, wow, this guy knows what the hell he's talking about. This, I'm glad I just gave this thing a chance.
Very cool. So, yeah, we'll definitely, we'll have more WSU stars on the show. And like I said, Angel will be joining us for the second half of the show. And up until you know, the time of the big show. We're going to try to have as many WSU stars on as humanly possible. So we'll keep in touch, Mick, and thanks for coming on, and go back to the bar and have one for me, and we'll be talking soon.
I already have one, a couple of one. I had two, I had a three, and a four, and a five here already. Well, I'll keep going.
Okay. You take care.
You good?
Once you know its secret, nothing can protect you from Suspiria.
She must die.
Help! There's a murderer!
Suspiria, the most terrifying film you've ever heard. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Jackalope 105 FM.
I received an email from Angel Orsini demanding airtime. Now, usually when someone demands something of me, my usual response is, hey, go fuck yourself. But being that I respect Angel Orsini, I think she's a tremendous wrestler, a tremendous athlete, and a tremendous person, I'm going to give her that airtime. So we're going to call Angel up right now and get her take on what's been going on, what she's been up to, and where she's going heading into this, now what we know is going to be a big pay-per-view. Okay, we are joined by Angel Orsini. Welcome back to the Grindhouse, Angel.
Hey, it's always good to be back to the Grindhouse. How you doing?
Ah, great, great. Well, you've become a very controversial figure as of late.
Well, you know, look, my problem is I'm pissed. I'm not getting the respect that I deserve, not even from WSU, especially not from PWI. That's been an ongoing issue with me, PWI. You know, back when I was WSU Women's Champion, I wasn't even ranked in the top 50. So they're out of their mind about that. I mean, I'm still, you know, got my panties in a bunch over that. So they started ranking me, and then here I go. I have a historical match, and then my ranking ends up being lower. How does that even make sense? I have a 70-minute match, and I end up ranked lower than I was the previous year? That's just insane to me, man. That's crazy.
No, it makes no sense. And, like, to bring people up to date on what's happening, that was the match where I believe that the stipulation was that if you didn't beat Mercedes in that match, you could never wrestle for the title as long as she held it, correct?
Correct, yeah. I mean, I made the stipulation, and I give her all the respect. I mean, she beat me. It's cool. You know, I'm woman enough. I laid it on the line. I respect it, you know. I mean, we beat the snot out of each other for 70 minutes, you know. How can I not respect that? I mean, first off, who thought that the match would go that long? But then secondly, who thought that her reign as champion would go this long? I mean, she's an amazing athlete, and it's an incredible feat. She's defended this title, I think, over like 30 times, something like that. I mean, it's unheard of, you know?
Yeah.
So I made the stipulation, not thinking that she's going to have this title for, like, what, a year and a half already?
Yeah.
You know, and all this time, you know, I can't get a rematch. And not only that, but to further annoy me, pretty much everybody that's had a title shot, I've beaten.
Yeah, exactly. And then we go back to the Uncensored Rumble, where basically, if you had won that, that would have overrode the stipulation and you would have gotten another title shot, but then you got screwed over by Jazz.
Right. And before that was the J Cup. And if I would have won the J Cup, then I made it all the way to the finals, me versus Alicia, and then boom, Alicia won and she got the title shot, which she ended up losing in a match to Mercedes. So that pissed me off. You know, that could have been me. That could have been my title shot. So, which brings us up to the next match that I'm going to have, which is me versus Alicia.
Right.
And that's going to be her comeuppance for, you know, getting in my way of getting myself a title shot, making me have to wait all this time, you know.
Yeah.
And she blew it. If she would have won the match, then I could have had a title shot, you know. You, people got to keep it in mind. It's like, I'm taking this all personally. Yes, I am. This is not just business anymore. It's like I'm banned. It's like I'm boycotted. You know what I mean? It's like Everybody gets to go to the party and I never get an invitation.
Yeah, well, so, I remember Saturday night, I didn't even know this was going on until the last minute. I wasn't really supposed to show up, but I did. And I think, if I remember right, you weren't even supposed to be there. And it's a tournament. It was a tournament of the roses for the Indie Girls title. And I'm thinking, how the hell can they have an Indie Girls tournament without Angel Orsini on it? And you were there. We ran into each other in the alcove there, and you have your All Guts No Glory title, and Mercedes walked in, and you two just eyeballed each other, and then you walked away. But you definitely made your presence known right after the fourth match, because I don't know if there was an issue or not, but Roxy Cotton was out there, and you just stormed out. You slammed her. You threw a rear naked chokehold on her. It took three referees to get you off her. Then you just cut the most awesome promo and basically challenged anybody in the back with the guts to face you to come out and do it.
Well, you know what? Let me explain it to you on a couple of levels. First off, I felt disrespected, okay, because I wasn't invited to take part of the tournament. And I'm thinking, you know, WSU has their champion and the spirit champion there. Half of the tag team champions are there. How did I get missed? You know what? I'm taking it personal now. Like, I'm thinking that they're getting me blocked or something. So, yeah. You know, I show up. Nobody's going to, you know, screw me over. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to take it anymore. There's a reason why I am who I am in professional wrestling. You know, 14 years of me busting my butt. I've dislocated shoulders. I've broke both my heels and got back in the ring and finished my match. I'm a badass bitch, man. You better take me serious. Now, I'm a complete professional. But now you done made it personal, and I'm mad. And I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let it go until I get the recognition that I deserve. And if that means that I got to do a run-in and beat up some dumb girl, then that's what I'm going to do. If it means that I got to make some kind of a crazy, you know, competition out of this, throwing down the gauntlet and saying, come on out, I'll take y'all on, then that's what I'm going to do. Because if you will not respect me out of admiration, then you will fear me. Because I'm just racking up bodies right now. I'm like a serial killer of wrestling. And this is my philosophy. My philosophy is WSU is eventually going to have to give me a title shot if I take out all the number one contenders and there's nobody left to wrestle Mercedes but me. What are they going to do?
They're going to have no choice, actually.
Exactly. So this isn't personal against the girls. It's not personal with Mercedes at all. Okay? It's a little bit personal with Jazz and Alicia. Okay, but that stuff will get settled real soon. Okay? But the rest of the girls, it's not personal. You're just in my way. I need you out of my way because I'm on a mission. And it's that simple.
And you just basically took out the number one contenders for the tag belt Saturday night, too, when you threw down the challenge. The Bell Saints came out, and, you know, one at a time, you just basically took them out.
Like, and this is nothing. Only the beginning. I'm just telling you right now, I'm only just getting started. That was one night I got three victims. I got two already, you know, from previous matches. I faced Kong. And I faced Davina Fly. So I got five victims so far. I'm just going to rack up bodies until, you know, I'm going to rack up wins until I have as many wins as Mercedes does. And then my belt will mean something. And then PWI is going to have to recognize me as the All Guts No Glory champion. They're going to have to put my belt in the standings for indie women. They're going to have to recognize it. That's my point, is I'm not going to be ignored anymore. You know what? I played by the rules and been Miss Nice, and, you know, kept my mouth shut, and I did things for the business. I did things for WSU, okay, because they were like, come on, be a franchise player. You know, this is good for business, Angel. Well, you know what? That's not getting me anywhere. And I'm just not going to play it anymore. They're playing me for a fool, and now I'm turning the tables on them.
Yeah, and you know, we did have the Mick on before, and he brought up a point that right now your belt is unsanctioned, but as you start racking up, you know, we were talking Saturday night about Angel Orsini, the body count continues. As you start racking up victims, as you say, Mercedes might actually get interested in adding that belt to her collection, because I didn't know up until the other day that she actually has three titles. The WXW title, and now the Indie Girls title, as well as the WSU title.
Right on, man. That's what I'm talking about. See, you get it. I don't know why. They just don't get it. Like, just sanction my belt, dude. You know? At least give me the darn pat on the back, like, hey, yeah, right, Angel. You know what? Nobody was really paying attention to WSU until you were champion, and you went all over the place with it. That's right, dude. Why did people pay attention? Because Angel Orsini is somebody in professional women's wrestling, dude. And people take notice of all the things that I do. Why? Because people recognize, man. So just recognize. Give me the respect. The fans respect me. They appreciate me. They know, hey, man, Angel Orsini, she'll smack the snot out of you. You better respect that girl.
I remember the night you took the belt. You stormed through JAP and just took out Nikki Rocks. 1, 2, 3. Bang. That was it.
Holla. Mm. Yeah, now you see. That's what I'm talking about. You know? Give me the respect. This thing, my belt, I'm the all guts, no glory belt. All it is and all it means is that I've been laying my guts on the line for the company, for women's wrestling. Okay, and I still get no glory. Other people get the glory. I don't. I mean, come on, Michelle McCool. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
really?
I could beat her with my little finger. I would break her back and make her humble. She'd probably quit wrestling. You know, it's a joke. So all I'm saying is I'm trying to balance things out. I'm like I am the visible hand of justice in women's wrestling right now. Where things are out of balance and out of order, man, I am going to strike down with some mighty justice, and I'm going to equalize it out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like you're, you know, to me and a lot of other fans, you're like the total package, you know, the complete, you know, combination of beauty, brains, and brawn. You know, you have it all. You have the great athletic ability. You have the mixed martial arts background. And, you're, if not the top, you're there. You know, when you think of women's wrestling, you automatically think of Angel Orsini, Mercedes Martinez, you know, the two top women wrestlers in the world. And, you know, honestly, you know, you don't get the respect you deserve.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate that. And you know what? It also woke me up to this and, like, strengthened my mentality on these issues was the passing of my dear mentor, Luna Vachon. Okay, that hit me hard. I've known Luna since before I was even a pro wrestler. I knew her when I was in mixed martial arts. And I had a lot of friends who were pro wrestlers that also trained at the dojo. So sometimes I would go to shows, and I met her, and I talked to her even well before I was a pro wrestler. So, you know, she always encouraged me, and she also taught me a lot. I mean, for my first 2 years as a pro wrestler, I only wrestled her and Liz Chase, the woman who trained me, you know. And she, you know, God bless her, man. I hope she has peace now. But, like, when those women, when I stayed with wrestling, there was, like, the Fabulous Moolah I met, Susan Green, Penny Banner, of course, Liz and Luna, they all personally told me that they saw me as the future, as that I was carrying on their old school ways. Because that's when, you know, women's wrestling started changing and they started putting divas and just like Sable and all that stuff was going on. And they just saw that as like women's wrestling going downhill. And they saw me as a woman who was going to keep the old school ways going. And I try to honor that all the time when I get in the ring. And, you know, it's only confirming how I feel about everything that's going on right now with my All Guts, No Glory belt. In a way, to me, that's why I say it's the black belt of pro wrestling, because I earned that with my blood, sweat, broken bones, and, you know, living a screwed up life on the road. And you know what? I'm not complaining about that at all. I'm honored and privileged that those women accepted me and trained me and taught me everything that they taught me. I'm honored and privileged that they felt that I would carry on that tradition. And part of that belt is carrying on that tradition. That's what it means to me.
Yeah, I can understand that. Luna was the best. We did a tribute show to her. I got a hold of Amy, and I guess everybody was really shook up, but she made all the contacts to get people on. I'm surprised she missed you, but we did do it, you know, out of respect to Luna, because it really shook everybody up. It really did. She was such, you know, a good person, such an icon in the business. You know, it's just the same. Somebody, you know, that young went so soon, you know.
Yeah, it is. And she, you know, was just a grandmother, you know. Last time I saw her, that's what she was talking about, that she was a grandma. And I remember her sons when they were teenagers, you know. So, yeah, man, that hurts. It hurts. It's going to hurt for a while. It's never easy to lose any of your friends. And I've lost quite a many friends since I've been in this business. It never gets easier, but somebody like her, who made such a dramatic impact on my life and who I am, especially as a wrestler, you know, and in part, you know, that's why poor little Roxy Cotton, she got choked out. and in part, that's because, you know, I'm going to carry on the tradition of, you know, enforcing the order in the locker room and stuff. And I'm not going to get into the details about that, but, you know, that's part of what also happened. And that is also all about respect. So.
Right. And, you know, in that way, the way you're respecting Luna, Luna basically is still living on through what you're doing. So that's a very cool thing.
Absolutely. You know, and that's why it's so important to me. And not just Luna, but, you know, Penny Banner and Liz Chase, definitely, you know. And I hope that I will always stay true and honor them, and every time I get in the ring, that they would be proud of what I'm doing and that they would, you know, be supportive of me. So.
Yeah. It's people don't know how tough it was back, you know, way before you guys. I mean, I just read the book about Mildred Burke. And anybody who's interested in women's wrestling really ought to read that book and see the bullshit these girls had to go through just to get work, and how they were held back, and, you know, the sex and all the other crap that was, you know, held over their head just so they could, you know, get in the ring and perform. And, you know, luckily it's evolved to where we don't have that today. You know, it's you know, strictly business. It's all athletics, and it's, you know, it's a good show. So it has progressed.
Well, unless you're talking about WWE.
yeah, really. Yeah, well, okay.
But that goes either way.
That goes either way. It could be a guy or a girl up there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, but their story will never change, and that's why I hate them. But.
Yeah.
So anyway, on a positive note, fans can look forward to more bodies and more victims, because I got plans for November 6th. at Union City for WSU. And if people thought that I made my presence known in Indie Girls, well, I would say that I definitely plan to top that. Aside from the fact that I'm going to have a match against Alicia, but that is, you know, again, also about respect and, you know,
And I don't know if you know this. I just was told by the Mick this is now a pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I got an email earlier. So that's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations to them. So it'll be really cool.
And congratulations to you, because you'll be you're now be the worldwide spotlight again when you think of it.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that I'm being cocky, but you know, if for the other girls, it's going to be a first.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been on pay-per-view with ECW and WEW, so you know, this is just another venue. And let me just say also that not just me, but the women that are involved in WSU, all these women absolutely 1,000% deserve the worldwide recognition of being on a pay-per-view event, because they're real girl wrestlers and they deserve the spotlight. And they have my respect. So
they have our respect too, because we're going to try to get, you know, as many of the other girls on as possible before the big show, because you know, we've had you a few times, we have Mercedes, we always have Amy, we had Rick Cataldo, that was pretty funny. But we had to do it. He was even hitting on Todd. It was great. So
he's the most girly girl out of all of us.
Yeah, really. He put out a challenge to Mercedes, and I'm like, okay, sure.
He would last, like, I don't know, 15 seconds.
I think that already happened at one point, didn't it?
I don't know. I can't keep up with all of the things that go on with him.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work. All I can tell you is that I don't feel at all embarrassed to change in front of him. He's just another one of the girls, I swear. Like, with some of the newer girls, they're like, oh, there's a boy in here. And I'm like, no, there isn't.
No, there isn't. That's fun. But, you know, here's a question, too. I mean, you've just been in a ring with both of them. How would you rate this new up-and-coming tag team, the Bell Saints? I mean, you just went one-on-one with the both of them. You know, you're pretty rough on them, but, you know, just curious. How would you rate them, you know?
You know what? They have what it takes to be very successful. They actually impressed me how much they've improved. You know, everybody knows they're the newer girls, but from what I understand, the girls have been really putting in a lot of time in the ring and in the gym, and they've been dieting. I actually gave them some pointers about, you know, dieting and training, and I think they put some of my advice, because... And I'm sure that there are other people that are advising them. I mean, they have regular trainers also. But I can see that they've definitely improved, and they're stepping it up a notch. Let me tell you, they really want it. They are totally pumped about getting a tag team title shot. You know, and I know that they're going to give like 1,000%. And I know that they're going to keep training and keep doing what they're doing. And, there's no reason why they can't walk out of there, you know, champions. If they put in all this effort and they continue to do that, I can see it happening. It's definitely a possibility.
Well, they got the guts, because, you know, they came at you with all they had and you took them down. But, you know, you got to give them credit for trying, you know?
Absolutely. But you know what? I'm really mad. I am like beyond my level of intensity is above where it even used to be. You know, when I was the WSU Women's Champion, I was a little bit cocky. I got a little complacent. You know, And now I'm kind of definitely, you know, upped it a couple of notches. I mean, I've actually, to be honest with you, I just went to MMA training, Octagon training tonight. So I'm also stepping up my training a notch.
Wow. Those people better watch out. They really watch out. That whole body count thing is going to become a reality. You might have to do like what Ox Baker used to do, bring a stretcher to the ring and have like Angel Orsini's carry-out service.
That would be so cool, man. I like that. I've been thinking that maybe I should change my music to Body Count. You know that song by Ice-T?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly my style. I've been using Disturbed. I really, you know, I'm a heavy metal girl. Yeah. And, but, you know, Body Count, it's like the mixture, rap, metal mixture, you know. But it's an old school song, so I don't know. A couple of people got on my Facebook and they were like sending me the video of that song, you know. And I was like, maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, a slogan. I was trying to think of some of this B-movie stuff. I'll get to it. I'm doing this horror convention next weekend, so I'll probably see a bunch of stuff. Maybe I'll get an idea for a slogan or something. Something about
cool.
Body counts.
Cool, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I get creative.
Yeah, I like
in old
that.
Age. Yeah. The body count.
I'm going to start, I decided I'm going to start taping up my hands, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, it's going to start getting more intense. I'm telling you, I got all kinds of ideas in my head. It's not good for anybody that's going to be in the ring with me, trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night for them.
You also said you might just pop up anywhere at any time, even before this, the big show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know, you know. Yes, you're absolutely correct. I don't know when and where I'm popping up, but if there's stuff going on and I haven't been invited, it might just piss me off enough that I'll go and throw some people around and add to my body count.
I think there's something at ASON in the middle of October, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, thanks for the scoop. That's pretty close. It's not too far away.
I heard something. It's a three-way with Mercedes and two other girls. I'm trying to remember. Well, there's the scoop. Check out the Ace.
I'll check it out, man.
I'm going to get in trouble for this now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, I have somebody that wanted me to perform also on a show in October. And I've also been invited to go to Memphis, and I've also been invited to go to Florida, and I haven't made up my mind where I'm going yet. So I will post it on my Facebook. One thing that I am doing is I'm launching my website on Monday. So it's www.theangelorsini.com, all one word. And people can get in touch with me through that for bookings. I'm also going to be doing shooting my own matches, and I'm also going to start training people and taking on female students. So if anybody's interested, definitely go to the website. And I'm also doing a photo shoot for the website, so it's going to be very interesting. And it also has my Facebook address, and Facebook is the best place to interact with me when I'm online and I'm taking questions from fans, and I do instant messenger people and stuff, and I do answer. So, you know, definitely want everybody to keep their ears and eyes open for that stuff. Well, things pop in my head, too, so people better watch their backs because I'm mad as hell, and I got a point to prove, and All Guts, No Glory is going to become a coveted belt by women in wrestling all over the world.
Well, thanks for coming on. I mean, you demanded the time, and I respect you, and I put you on, and I guess you rebutted what everybody said, so we're going to see how this comes out Saturday. I'm sure the office might get a little steamed up, but you know something?
You know what? I'll drop them on their head, too. I don't really care. Just, you know, hey, lead, follow, or get the F out of my way. That's all I'm saying. Recognize.
After Saturday night, after what I saw, you better get the F out of her way quick. She takes no shit whatsoever.
Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me the time. I appreciate it. I appreciate the respect. And, really just a big thank you.
Hey, I want to thank Angel again for coming on and the Mick for coming on. And I'm sure that's going to raise a little hell with the front office. But as we said, this is really a big thing in women's wrestling. And we're going to try to have some of the other girls on, the stars on, you know, to talk about what they're going to do. And, you know, this pay-per-view is a big deal. So we're going to follow right up until the end. So, again, this is 42nd Street Pete saying stay sick. And we'll see you next week.
Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, wah-ah-ah-ah. Oh, wah-ah-ah-ah. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything, it isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.
Everything you'll ever be.
People equal shit.